Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
And this is episode 37 of the Front Row Podcast. Welcome to the Front Row Podcast, Tyler.
Thank you very much. Good to be back. The host with the most has returned, and I would just like to thank you for bringing me back. I love being on the show. So
number 37. You know who that is?
Number 37?
Yeah.
Are you asking me players?
Yeah.
Oh, Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah.
Dan Snyder. 37. Olaf Kolzik. There you go. There's a few for you.
Yeah. But the greatest goalie that we're number 37 for the Jets is Hellebuck. It's Hellebuck.
Yeah. No, I agree. I 100% agree with you there.
And he played for the Jackalopes.
Yeah, the Odessa Jackalopes.
Yeah.
How's that for trivia? Good thing you didn't ask me that. I would have nailed that one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so later I can ask you some questions about jersey numbers.
Yes. Okay. Well, so, hey, I'm ready. So,
what's your thoughts on the trade sending two forwards to Columbus for a draft pick and a player?
The trade, what did you ask me?
The two players, Laine and Lajovic, to Columbus for Dubas and a draft pick.
Oh, so we're revisiting this trade now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, it looked pretty clear that Columbus was smoking us while poor Pierre-Luc Dubois was sitting in his, you know, house here, wherever he was in Winnipeg, quarantining, watching Laine and Roslovic rip it up. And then, I don't know what happened. Patrick Laine's goal scoring dried up, kind of like it did a few years ago. I think we remember his big, long goal drought that he was on, and it took him a long time to kind of get that back. As for the trade itself, I mean, Jack Roslovic's still producing, but I know, Torts has had him in his doghouse, as well as Laine, as well as Max Domi and Pierre-Luc Dubois earlier this year. Like, I mean, his doghouse has seen a few residents this year, but the trade overall, I mean, Pierre-Luc Dubois, I think, has been maybe not come as advertised, but I think he's been very effective, especially without Brian Little in the lineup. You really have a stronger option down the middle. As a power forward that you could use in a series. I mean, it looks like we're going to get Edmonton the first round, but to have Pierre-Luc Dubois shutting down Connor McDavid and letting Scheifele take the lesser opposition, which would probably be somebody like Nugent Hopkins or something, I think that's a huge asset for the Jets. And so, I mean, playoff series remains to be seen. Columbus isn't in the playoffs. Largely due in part to Laine, you know, underwhelming there. So, yeah, really excited to see how PLD does come playoff time. So, yeah, to long answer your question, yeah, pretty happy with the trade. Winnipeg is sitting pretty right now.
Who do you think, between Jordy and Jamie, who's the bigger Ben?
Jordy and Jamie Benn. That's a good question. I'm going to give the edge to Jamie because I think he's older. Is he? I don't know, actually, now that I think about it. But I'm going to give the edge to Jamie because he had a sweet beard a couple years ago with Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the bigger Benn. Yeah, that's a good question. I see what you did there, too.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
But what do you think about Jordy joining the Jets and wearing number 40?
Yeah, number 40. That's an interesting choice. I'm trying to remember who the last one to wear number 40 was, and I think it might have been Devin Setoguchi.
Joel Armia.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, Joel. Is that what he calls himself now?
Yeah, in Montreal.
Right on, the Finnish flash. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Jets were looking for a defenseman and everybody wanted a defenseman, and it wasn't that sexy name like David Savard or Josh Manson or any other of the defensemen that were kind of floating around. But I mean, the Jets have always kind of pulled off these low-key depth moves, I think, in the past. And to add a player like Jordy Benn, who you watched a lot of him with Vancouver and Dallas over the years, he's got an edge to him. I like that about him. He's got a really good shot, actually, kind of a sneaky good one. I don't know if he'll see time on the second power play or even if he'll be a regular in the lineup. But come playoff time, the Jets have never hesitated to add depth on D, and to have him, I don't know. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, it's kind of playing with Thompson again from Montreal. They played it with each other in Montreal.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting Jordy Benn played for Montreal because he was with Vancouver last, and then it was Montreal before that, and then Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Well, cool. There you go. You got two veterans that know each other and have been around for a long time. I really don't think you can have enough of those guys, whether they're regulars in your lineup or not. Those guys are great guys to have on the team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, happy about that addition. Big time.
Me too. So, the Toronto fans are kind of like mourning the five losses in a row they have right now.
Yeah, and so they've got the Jets next, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, how sweet would that be for the Jets to bury them and make it six and close the gap on first place, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's crying that, oh, no, we're going to get Edmonton in the first round because we've lost the last three against them. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad time for them to steal a win against Toronto and maybe take first place because, you know, they'll beat Montreal in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then it'd be funny if Edmonton beats Toronto and then bounce them.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. And then Toronto's out in the first round again. Don, it could happen. Like, it
could happen. Could happen.
Not a stretch. Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't feel bad for Toronto fans because they've Toronto really, really loaded up and did whatever they could to, make teams retain salary to grab a guy like Nick Foligno and then David Rittich as depth and goal. So, what did they do? How much of Nick Foligno's salary did Columbus end up retaining? And then
50%, and then San Jose took on 25%.
Yeah, that was it. And San Jose ended up getting in on it just to help Toronto out, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm not excited for the – well, I mean, if they're the last Canadian team left, I'm cheering for the Leafs. I'm going to do that. That's just how I roll. I know you're not going to, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But, until then, boo Toronto, big time.
Yes. Yeah. You know how it's spring?
How is it spring?
No, Leafs are out.
the Leafs are definitely out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. But unfortunately, they're in, and they're going to be in.
Yes, right now.
It'll be late spring. How about that?
Yeah.
Just a late spring, which, I mean, we're experiencing anyway in Winnipeg, so.
Yeah. So.
Yes, sir.
You know what number Mark Scheifele wore in preseason in for every first year?
Number 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Don't you have a 45 jersey or no?
No.
Okay, maybe Timmy does. Or somebody has a 45 Scheifele jersey that I know, but I don't know.
Yes. What overall number did he go?
Seventh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was seventh because six was the Zibanejad. Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Right. And once again, for the record, we were in the building.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We got Couturier! Woo! Yeah, and then the Jets are proud to select from the Barry Colts, the Ontario Hockey League, Mark Scheifele. And we're like, huh?
Asks Wheeler, like, oh yeah, we got some bushy hair, kid, but it worked out fine.
Is that what Wheeler said?
Yeah,
we got some bushy haired kid.
It's like, we're hoping for Sean Couturier, but we got some bushy hair kid.
Yeah,
but it worked out fine.
It worked out fine. Yeah, Curry is good, but so was Shives. Yeah, that was a funny one. Crazy. That was 10 years ago now. Coming up in June.
Yes.
Wow.
So, are you up to date on your jersey numbers?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Probably not. Okay. As long as there's some hints along the way, then yes, I'm totally up to date.
Okay.
Here's the thing, is I remember really, really weird ones, but then I don't remember the obvious ones. So you'll see, I'm sure.
Okay.
What jersey numbers are we talking?
Jersey number 12. Can you name all six players?
No, I can't. But Dylan DeMello wore it last year.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I remember in the first year, Randy Jones.
Yeah.
Wore number 12. But other than those two, did Ponikarowski wear number 12?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, I might be hooped. I don't actually know that answer.
Okay.
I remember. Drew Stafford wore number 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew Stafford definitely wore number 12. And then I want to say Olli Jokinen.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And then, other than that, I don't know. Is there a 12 right now?
Yes.
Oh, Harkins is number 12.
Yes.
Okay. And then I think that, what is that, 5?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Because you got Jones, Jokinen, Stafford, DeMello, and Harkins.
And Harkins, yeah.
Before he came to Winnipeg, he was in New York.
Kevin Hayes. Yeah. Kevin Hayes.
Hayes.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That wasn't too much of a hint, so okay. good for me.
So, jersey number 17.
17? Adam Lowry, how many?
And there's 3 in total.
17. There's only been 3?
3.
I don't know. First year?
First year, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He won a Stanley Cup.
Oh, I think I know. I'm pretty sure I know. Eric Fair.
Yes.
Sweet. And then the last one, oh, man. I don't know. The last one. Yeah, I'm not sure, buddy.
Mr. James White. White.
James Wright?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember the fans hated James Wright. Because he didn't do it. Well, I shouldn't say he didn't do anything, but he didn't score any points and it drove the fans nuts. He was like, he had like 45 games played and like 1 assist or something. That's like Tyler Briggs numbers.
Yes. Jersey number 19.
How many?
3.
David Gustafson.
Yeah.
And, Jim Slater.
Yep.
Yeah, Slater Jim.
Yeah. And
I know it.
His nickname is the Wizard.
Not to Lucy. He wore 91. Nick Patan. Nick Patan.
Yeah. Wizard.
And it's just 3?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I did not bad.
Yeah.
Jeez. You wonder what I do in my spare time, hey? Like,
you know, I never.
If I would have got James Wright, I would definitely be the weirdest guy to ever be on your podcast if I got James Wright, if I remembered that. How many people even remember him?
I remember him. I got a few autographs from him, so.
Oh, yeah. I remember you had your picture with him, didn't you?
Not him. I just got signed autographs from him.
Oh, okay.
I had Randy Jones' picture. I got a picture with Randy Jones. And Olli Jokinen,
Drew how many Thacker. People remember? How many people remember Randy Jones? Do you think?
Not many.
probably not many. Hey, that's crazy.
So out of number 12, I got my picture taken with Randy Jones, Olli Jokinen, Drew Stafford, and Harkins.
Olli, you're a big fan of number 12, apparently.
Then out of 17, Eric Fair and Lowry, only two.
Yeah.
And 19, I got Slater and Patan, not Gustafson.
Nice. Hey, actually, I'm going to throw one at you. The other day, I saw the Jets have been doing birthday wishes.
Yeah.
And I saw it was Derek Meach's birthday yesterday.
Number 7.
I think it was. Derek Meach actually he told it on my podcast back in the day, but he had a really, really cool draft day story. And we were talking about the draft. Can I tell it?
Sure.
All right. Well, so this is what he told me on my podcast that I used to do. But he was sitting at home and he didn't go to the 2002 draft. I think it was on advice from his agent. And for those who don't know, Derek Meach, he won a Stanley Cup with the Detroit Red Wings in 2002 and played for the Winnipeg Jets. He's from Winnipeg, so kind of cool. So anyways, he stayed home. And at the time, he was working a job at 7-Eleven. And he actually got a call. And it was from, I believe it was from his friend that was like, dude, you just got drafted to the NHL. And he was like working at 7-Eleven. And then he was like, well, I guess I got to go. So he ends up leaving in the middle of his shift to find out that he was drafted by the Detroit Red Wings in like the 7th round. And then he's on the phone with Ken Holland. So I thought that was a kind of a cool story. And happy birthday to Derek Meach.
Happy birthday, Meach.
You remember what number he wore with the Jets?
7.
7. That's right. Right on.
It's amazing how you remember certain numbers and.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, you know what's funny is I can't remember, when my phone bill's due, or I can't remember, you know, what. Just little things. I'll forget my kid's birthday date. I'll never forget his birthday, but I'll forget the date once in a while. Like if you ask me, when's Dane's birthday? And I'm like, but then I can remember what number Randy Jones was 10 years ago. So yeah, I don't know. Where are my priorities at, buddy? I'm not sure. I'm not too sure.
Have you been following AEW?
A little bit. I did see, I'm glad you brought it up because I did see that Chris Jericho made an appearance on Stone Cold's talk show there.
Yeah. As you know, the wrestler MJF?
Yes. He's awesome.
And so I think last week or the week before, Chris Jericho called him my jerk-off friend. MJF. Like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's making they're feuding now. So I was like, yeah, my jerk-off friend. And I was like,
oh, those are probably like the two best guys to feud together because they're just jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because MGF is on my screen right now. That's how that popped up my head. And
he's honestly, he reminds me of like the next Chris Jericho. Like he's just a total asshole.
Yeah. So no other way of getting not Rockatola.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. But no, I haven't really, I'll tune in once in a while. Like I don't have cable, but, we have our neighbor's cable password. So I'm able to like stream it, but I can't PVR anything. So, to watch it is, kind of difficult sometimes.
So the WWE released a bunch of people lately now. So,
yeah, I did see that. Did you watch WrestleMania or no?
Part of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm hoping to watch it. But yeah, I did see that they released Samoa Joe, I saw.
Yeah.
And more importantly, they released Peyton Royce, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sad about that one. Oh, and Billy Kay as well or no?
She's all right. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she got
released as well?
Yeah.
kind of caught me by surprise. I thought Peyton Royce was doing really well.
I thought so too, but
I mean, we've seen. I mean, if they're cutting Samoa Joe, then I mean, anybody's really, you know, they're it's not looking good. Chelsea Green, I saw as well.
Yeah.
She's NXT, isn't she?
No, she got caught up to the main roster, and then she got injured.
Oh, she got injured? Jeez. Yeah, I saw that they had a couple of the NXT women win. Were in at WrestleMania. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
A little bit surprising, but I mean, I'm sure the matches were good.
You know, one of my previous guests, Hotshot Danny Duggan, he comes up to Cruel Summer.
He what?
Comes out to Cruel Summer.
Oh, that's a song?
Yeah.
I don't know Cruel Summer. I'm bad.
Yeah, so you should listen it up. That's his theme song. Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer?
Yeah. So it's kind of a weird one comes out to. And once in a while, they play at Safeway. And so I tweeted one day, like, every time I hear Cruel Summer at work, I think Hotshot would be coming out somewhere.
He's coming through the doors of the produce in the back room. He's going to bust through the doors.
And I was like, I'm just coming out, like, and I was like, after coming out somewhere, I was like, and then he liked it and retweeted it. And
nice.
Yeah, so I was like,
that's awesome. He seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, all that CWE guys are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I went to
I'd love to go to a live show once they start again.
Yeah, so one of the things they called Lethal Lottery. So they have a big bucket, and have 10 balls in there, and they get fans pick the balls, and whoever, they get two fans get pulled in these balls, and those two guys wrestle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and
that's kind of cool. It's like roulette.
And a co-worker of mine, him and I went to the one last year, and I happened to pull Hotshot Nagin Duggan.
You did?
Yeah.
No way.
I raised my hand. Like, come on, and I reached in.
Tell me that you grabbed Hotshot Danny Duggan's ball.
Yeah.
Is that your time?
No.
He grabbed the ball with his name on it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You did not grab his ball. Okay.
No.
Just want to clarify.
It's like they're kind of like golf balls kind of thing. They have the names on them.
Or nice.
Piece, I don't know. I just remember reaching in the bucket and handing it to the announcer and like.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. That'd be fun. Yeah, I want to go, man. Actually, I just got a new job at Milwaukee Tools, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But one of the guys I'm working with, he's a shipper receiver. He like works at the, he works pretty much right beside me. But anyways, apparently he used to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told me he used to be a wrestler and he stopped wrestling in like 2018. So I got to find out more about this guy. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, that one event Hotshot faced, the Cheetah Bear.
Cheetah Bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good name. I like that.
Yeah. And the coworker of mine, he pulled out Kevin O'Doul's ball.
Kevin O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then his theme song, O'Doul Rules.
O'Doul Rules. O'Doul Rules.
Yeah, kind of like in a Boston accent.
That's why wrestling is the best. That's awesome. Love it.
And there's another Winnipegger in there too. He went on a different podcast and he called Danny Duggan. He wears a fanny pack too.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fanny pack. And one of his t-shirts says, Jacked and Fanny Packed.
Yeah.
And Sanchez.
Sounds like a character.
Yeah, it's like, this Sanchez, AJ Sanchez, went on this podcast and called it, anyone that wears a fanny pack is a wiener.
Well, he's not wrong. Definitely not wrong. That's good. Get a little feud going.
Next time I have Sean on, I'm like, I should bring that up.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea.
So, and I should get a shirt called, get that shirt, Jacked and Fanny Packed.
I think you should get that for sure. He would definitely support that for sure. I know he would.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah. So, any last minute thoughts on for the broadcast?
I don't know. Last minute thoughts. If we take it back to hockey, I guess I'm going to be excited to watch some playoffs in a few weeks. Yeah. It kind of looks like it's wrapping up. I would like to give my New Jersey Devils a shout out for almost coming back to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Yeah. But did you see that Pittsburgh was the only team to be outscored by 5 goals in the third period in NHL history and still win a game? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they're the only team in NHL history. The Devils were losing the game, I think, 6-1.
Yeah.
And then I think they scored a couple, so it was 7-3. And then the Devils scored 3 more and made it 7-6. So, yeah, congrats to my Devils for helping the Penguins set an NHL record last night. And I guess if we're going to fire some more snapshots here, Patrick Marleau breaks the NHL record for most games played in NHL history. That's not an easy record to break, I can imagine. 1,768 NHL games. That's pretty quite the accomplishment.
Yeah, I think these are 5 franchises he played more games than.
Yeah, I did see that. And one of them was Nashville.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap, man. Like, yeah, that's impressive. Because I think what did he come in the league, 96, 97?
I think so.
Wow. He was, and then did you see the picture? There was only 3 players in the league that were athletes on the Nintendo 64 video games.
Probably Joel Thornton. It's one of them.
Joel Thornton. Yeah, it was Thornton, Marleau, and Chara. That was just the 3. And I think Luongo was one, but he's gone, obviously, well, for 2 years now. But I think he was the last goalie, pretty sure. Pretty sure. But yeah, so Patrick Marleau, I think that's a great accomplishment. 1,768 NHL games. Very, very cool.
And what's your thoughts on Travis Sajak getting traded to the New York Rangers?
Yeah, what a big guy. That was he got traded to the Islanders, so at least he got traded to the right New York team.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Green's there. Palmieri went. And
Snyder's there.
Hey?
Snyder's there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, Schneider is there. Like, I think the Islanders have a really sneaky, good, gritty team with a solid mix of vets. I think they can make some noise. So, you know, if Zajac gets a chance at a cup, I mean, I think that's great for a hometown boy.
You know who's gritty?
What'd you ask?
You know who's gritty?
Who's gritty?
The mascot from Philly.
You're on a roll tonight, Don. Funniest guy in the room. You're the only guy in the room, aren't you? Unless you got a dog beside you.
No.
No.
Yeah, just a Dunder Mifflin Dunny Award.
Of course.
Right there.
Nice, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Good old Gritty.
Good old Gritty. All right, man.
All right.
I'm gonna duck out. This was a great chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Drive safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drive safely. And, well, I'm sure I'll be back on in a couple episodes. Can't wait till then, man.
Hopefully stay classy. We're not on Mount Short again.
Yeah, hopefully not. Sending best wishes to Stephen Burns. Hopefully, he can make an appearance on the podcast with us and have something come up.
And congratulations to Burnsy on the recent engagement.
Oh, I wonder what he's doing tonight then, eh? Hey. Oh, I had something come up. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he doesn't...
Wonder what... Hey, Julian, wonder what it could be.
hopefully he doesn't need no blue pills.
I'm going to reserve no comment for that. Burnsy, we love you, buddy. And Don, it's been a pleasure.
It's always been a pleasure.
Oh, boy. That's enough pleasure talk for tonight. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
See ya.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. I have Jamie Thomas now. Welcome back.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been on your show since I started doing radio, so thank you for having me on, bud.
Thanks, no problem. What's your thoughts on the two trades that Jets had so far? Over with now.
So you want to go with Pierre-Luc Dubois trade and the Jamie Benn trade? The Jordy Benn trade?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's go back to Pierre-Luc Dubois for Patrick Laine and Jack Roslovic. Clearly, something had to be done, Donald, right? You have Patrick Laine, who looked like he wanted another opportunity somewhere else. And, Jack Roslovic clearly made that feeling felt too as well, because he wasn't going to get any time in the top six forward group, because you're not going to get in past Kyle Connor and Nikolai Ehlers. I can go down the list. You're not going to get in front of Paul Stastny. Clearly you understand why he wants to go someplace else. So you're making a lot of people happy. And Pierre-Luc Dubois had enough with playing in Columbus. So new opportunity for everybody. And to me, it's hard to win Stanley Cups without center depth, right? So you have Mark Scheifele, you have Pierre-Luc Dubois, you have Adam Lowry, and that's pretty much a three-headed monster in most places. And I think, I challenge a lot of NHL teams to have that kind of depth up the middle. And some may be saying that Pierre-Luc Dubois isn't there yet, but, he's only 22 years old. He's learning a new system. He got off, he had to do the 14-day quarantine. I know it's been a long time since then, but, man, you're still learning a new system. You're still learning your teammates, and it's going to take time. Those type of forwards or centermen that are big and strong like that are hard to find. So it's a great trade. You've clearly made three people happy with new opportunities, and now you're set up the middle, because clearly they hasn't signed an extension yet, but that's probably the plan going forward here. So you're set up the middle for at least 3 years here. And you have to be happy with that. As for Jordy Benn, you had to bring somebody. Jordy Benn can play both sides, right? You can play right side, left side on the blue line. And when you're going into the playoffs, you want to have depth. And a guy that has over 500 minutes, over 500 games of NHL experience, play with Quinn Hughes. So, and you play with Tyler Myers. So he's played with skill and size, right? So in Vancouver, and play with the Montreal Canadiens as well. So there's just like so many reasons why this was the good thing to do. And you only give up a draft pick to do it. You're not hurting yourself down the road. The prices that were being asked for top four defensemen in the NHL were high, a first round pick, a prospect or two. And why? And if in the conversation, if Ville Heinola's name comes up or Cole Perfetti, you're Kevin Cheveldayoff, you're hanging up the phone, right? You're just click, click. I can't hear you. What did you say? Did you say Cole Perfetti? No, that doesn't work. So that's what's going to happen in those types of things. And I know some people are looking at it and going, oh, they failed to address their blue line. No, their blue line is just fine, thanks. And, Josh Morrissey and Tucker Poolman are starting to find that chemistry together. That's made each other more comfortable. You're clearly not going to break up Neil Pionk and Derek Forbert. Logan Stanley is starting to find his way into the National Hockey League and has been fine. And Dylan DeMello's got his game back on track. Like, his slow start to the season was all because of one thing. He became a father for the first time. And you're having a baby in the COVID era. So, you know, no one can come help. No one can come see his wife and help out. You know, her parents couldn't come. His parents couldn't come to Manitoba. So she's all alone. So he stays home that first week, which is the right thing to do if anybody out there is a parent knows these things. So he's slow to get on track, and now he's fine as legs. So now you have 7-8 defensemen because you got Ville Heinola in there, and now you look down the road here to get Jordy Benn and or Ville Heinola back in the lineup to see what they could do, and Logan Stanley. So there's three defensemen kind of auditioning for one spot, which is a great thing to have if you're Paul Maurice. And the fact that they're strongly in a playoff spot right now, Donald, allows them this opportunity to audition these guys and see how they fit in. What side can who? Where can Jordy Benn? Which guy can he play with? Where does he fit in here? Clearly, he's going to kill penalties. Ville Heinola is going to get, well, he's not going to get power play time. He's just going to get 5-on-5 time because Josh Morrissey and Neil Pionk are locked into those spots, regardless of what happens here. So to the long-winded way of saying you've made the right pieces, you made that trade a long time ago for Pierre-Luc Dubois. That's allowed you the opportunity to not go chasing and paying top prices for a top centerman. And now you've added a seventh defenseman in Jordy Benn. We'll call him a 5-6-7 defenseman because we're not exactly sure of where he's going to fit on the depth chart in the whole scheme of things.
Yeah, so now with the trade deadline over with now, it's going to playoffs. After playoffs, it's the expansion draft. So
yeah.
Now it's So it's kind of hard to like make certain trades
because
you have to play chess mostly. So so you can't take on too many players, but you don't want to give up too many players. And
no, you don't want to take somebody on and like have to give them up in the expansion draft.
Yes,
there's a lot of slippery slopes here, and it's so easy to say, hey, you better fill this slot in. Okay, they're already in a playoff spot, and they've got probably the deepest group of forwards in the National Hockey League, and you've survived. I don't want to say survived. You've played very well with the six defensemen behind you, and you're not giving up the amount of shots. Remember last year? Last year was like Connor Hellebuck every game, 30, 40, 40 shots. Like he was under barrage. You've cut those shots off the rushdown. You've cut the shots in the slot down. So you've improved in many areas, and you still have the best in trophy and winner in goal. So I think you can survive off that. I think you can be successful with that because you have the best goaltender in the league. So do you have to have four elite top defensemen? No, because you've got a guy back there wearing number 37 that makes a big difference in many aspects, and you have four lines that you can roll consistently. Now, you're not going to lean on the Nate Thompson line to get you offense, but you can sure put him out there against the other team's best and not worry about it and have to hide them like Paul Maurice has had to do in years past. So this is a deep team with one of the best goaltenders in the league. So let's stop being so negative about we didn't get the four top four defensemen. Top four. That's got to stop. So I know we're in this era of, okay, everybody's got holes. Okay, there's 31 teams in the NHL. You think everybody's got a perfect lineup right now? Nope, they don't.
That's the things like Chevy has two options to do, like go like 7-3 or the other option. And
yeah,
so well, I'm not sure which way he's going to plan to go, right? So it's hard to give up the extra forward or give up the extra defenseman. So
yeah, you're gonna lose somebody good. And The thing of it is, and I heard John Shannon on our pregame show on CJOB the other day, and he's like, you're losing one player. That's really all you have to look at it as. You're not losing multiple players, and it's going to stink whoever you lose. But as we talk about this, Donald, let's keep in mind there's a bunch of backdoor conversations going on all the time that we have no idea about. Please leave this guy here. You can take this. We'll give you this pick. We don't know about this stuff. And I think the last time there was an expansion draft, if memory serves me correctly, I think the Winnipeg Jets came out okay.
Yeah.
So don't sit there and think that you're going to lose some. You know, I know Mason Appleton's kind of that conversation. Are you going to lose Dylan DeMille? Could you possibly lose Logan Stanley if you don't leave those guys unprotected. But let's just hold on here. This is something that's happening in July. We're always looking so far ahead all the time. Oh no, this is going to mean this. And it's fun to think about, but the reality is there's a lot of time for Kevin Cheveldayoff to decide what's going to happen. And that is discussions with Ron Francis or any other team before the Jets have to lose somebody or they don't lose somebody. Right. So
yes, I heard somewhere, I think Twitter and Instagram, where if Harkins plays 10 games, he has to be exposed to expansion draft. But if he doesn't play those 10 games, he doesn't have to be exposed. So
right.
I kind of think, like, I understand why they're holding him back out their lineup. Don't play him those 10 games, and we don't have to protect him. He's auto-protected.
Well, you already look at, so when Blake Wheeler comes back, the lineup, it goes back on the ice today, the lines all go back. So Jansen Harkins is going to come out.
Yeah.
Just so Matthew Perotti goes down with the dirty 30s lines back together. And so it's going to be very hard. Paul Maurice said today he's going to ride these forward lines that he has together right now all through the Toronto series, the next two games against Edmonton, and then that game against Montreal. And then he might fix things up after that. But you're going to see these four lines as they are, unless there's an injury, touch wood, the way they look right now, because that's likely how he's going to go into the playoffs. Because you've already seen Connor, Scheifele, Wheeler together before, and I think it's worked last time I checked. So, and they're not going to mess. Like, Matthew Perreault has been unreal this year. So I understand everybody's concerned about Jansen Harkins, but it's unlikely he's going to get back in the lineup unless there's an injury at this point.
Yeah. Everyone has their favorite player, and they don't want that favorite player to go, right? So somewhere would be disappointed who gets picked by Seattle, right? So you can't make everyone happy.
No, impossible, especially in this era, especially in COVID, when we're all stuck in our house doing the same thing every day at the same time. And it's rinse, repeat, get up and do it again. So there's a lot of reasons why people are so angry at this moment.
Yes. So... Q&A question now with you.
Okay. All right, buddy.
So, you know what preseason number did Mark Scheifele wear in his first year?
Okay, it's 40-something, right? I'm trying to remember. I just saw a video of him the other day coming out on the ice for his first NHL game. That was against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
It was in Winnipeg. 42.
45.
Ah! Okay.
What number did he go overall in 2011?
What number did he... Say that again, Donald?
What number did he go... got selected at in 2011?
Oh, okay. Okay, it's for his pick. 7th overall.
Okay. And... Okay, can you name 5 players that were number 12?
5 players that wore number 12. Okay, so first off, Jansen Harkins has got 12.
Yeah.
I can't even remember how many guys wore 12 since I've been here, Donald. I'm trying to think of that now.
Well, they're actually 6.
He's a guy that, oh my gosh. Okay, tell me him.
Harkins?
Yeah.
DeMello?
Did DeMello wear 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12, right? Yeah.
Then Hayes?
How about Lee Stempniak?
No, he 20.
Oh, Willie Mae Hayes. I forgot about good old Kevin Hayes when he was here for a whole of a month. I forgot about that. He wore 12.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Drew Stafford.
Drew Stafford, right?
Yeah. And then Olli Jokinen.
Oh my gosh, the Finnish wonder. I forgot about Olli Jokinen.
Then for the first season. It was defenseman Randy Jones.
Randy Jones. So those are the guys that were 12. Okay, so I got 1.5. Not bad. Okay. Out of 5.
Okay.
Terrible.
Name 3 players that were 19.
3 players that were 19. Okay, 19. 3 players that were 19. I'm just trying to think. See, now, okay, back to 17, 18. How long has it been since somebody wore 19?
There's one currently that wore 19. He's a rookie.
19.
Swedish.
Oh, David Gustafsson wore 19.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. And that's all. Okay, well, that's the only one so far in the last little bit. Okay, tell me who the other guys are, because I'm trying to remember going back
Jim
now.
Jim Slater.
Okay. Oh, Jimmy Slater.
Yeah. And Nick Batan.
How could I forget about the wizard, Nick Batan? That's ridiculous.
Okay.
You know what? I'm ashamed of myself. This is, you like doing this to me, don't you? This is our friendship. You like this, how you like to tear me down. I come to these conversations feeling confident about myself, like I know everything about the Jets, and then I get stood up. Okay, buddy, what's the next one?
Next one, number 17.
Okay, 17. Gosh, you're not even giving me like easy ones. You're giving us like a lot of nondescript numbers here.
number 17,
okay. Okay. Adam Lowry. Oh my God, how did I forget that?
Lowry.
The number three centerman who's just signed a new deal. Adam Lowry, 17. Okay, go with the other guys then.
He's from Winkler, Manitoba.
Yep.
He won a Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Last team he played for, I believe is Toronto.
17. Okay, who is it?
Eric Fair.
Oh, yeah. He was part of the first round of the NHL Winnipeg Jets when they came here. Winnipeg Jets 2.0. That's right.
And the next one, Mr. James Wright.
Okay, you got me on that one. I've never got that one in a million years. the Adam Lowry one I'm ashamed of, but the other ones, there's no way in hell I would have got those ones.
Yes, come on. Hey. You worked with the Jets.
So you're not even giving me like you're not even giving me like 26 or 55. You're going like totally off the road here.
Oh, I thought it should be easy for some of the names.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Adam Lauer one I should add. That's embarrassing. I think you should cut this out of the conversation.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks for making me feel stupid. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.